From the Heart, October 30. Fasten your eyes on the future. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. In the darkest days of her long conflict with evil, the Church of the Living God has been given revelations of the eternal purpose of Jehovah. His people have been permitted to look beyond the trials of the present to the triumphs of the future, when, the warfare having been accomplished, the redeemed will enter into possession of the promised land. These visions of future glory, scenes pictured by the hand of God, should be dear to His church today, when the controversy of the ages is rapidly closing and the promised blessings are soon to be realized in all their fullness. Often the church militant is called upon to suffer trial and affliction, for not without severe conflict is the church to triumph. The bread of adversity and the water of affliction are the common lot of all. But none who put their trust in the One mighty to deliver will be utterly overwhelmed. Clad in the armor of Christ's righteousness, the Church is to enter upon her final conflict. Fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners, she is to go forth into all the world, conquering and to conquer. The darkest hour of the Church's struggle with the powers of evil is that which immediately precedes the day of her final deliverance. But none who trust in God need fear. To us who are standing on the very edge of their fulfillment, of what deep moment, what living interest, are these delineations of the things to come, events for which, since our first parents turned their steps from Eden, God's children have watched and waited, longed and prayed. The nations of the saved will know no other law than the law of heaven. All will be a happy, united family, clothed with the garments of praise and thanksgiving. Over the scene, the morning stars will sing together and the sons of God will shout for joy, while God and Christ will unite in proclaiming, "There shall be no more sin, neither shall there be any more death,